Good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Pei Dalet. We're actually going to pick up from the two dots on the top of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanon. Harizegi Teich Amanashe Tinasi Levonet. So we'll say, so today's topic is going to be dealing extensively with Tanai, extensively with different conditions. Now we're going to see some of them exaggerated conditions, and the shaila is the impact of those conditions on the effectiveness of the get. So harizeh giteich amenashe tinasi l'ploni. This is your get. This is an interesting case. Husband's giving his wife a get on the condition that after their divorce she marries a particular man. So what's the halacha? Harei zolo tinasi. Now again, also we're going to have to see exactly how to read this section. But for now, we'll just translate the words. She shall not marry him. Ve'imniseis, and if she did marry him, lo teitze, she may not leave. Lo teitze, she may not leave him. So the Gemara says, or I should say, lo teitze, she doesn't have to leave him. So my ka'amar, so what exactly does this mean? So I'm Rav Nachman, ha'chi ka'amar, this is what it means to say. Hare zu lo tinase lo. She should not marry him. Now, the him, of course, so again, remember. So Reuven says to his wife Rachel, this is your get on the condition that you marry Shimon. So the Brunar of Nachman saying that the Bryce is telling us, she should not marry Shimon. Why? Shemayomru nishosehen nostin b'matana. Because I'm going to say this has almost like a little bit a feel of something immoral. That over here that a man is literally gifting his wife to another man. Right? This is your get on the condition he marries so-and-so. It looks like an immoral type of setup. So in order that, there's no need for any additional comments on this. I see the peanut gallery starting over here. Right? So because it has a schmeck of immorality. It has a scent of immorality. Therefore, again, one should try to avoid it. However, v'imniseis la'acher, but if she went ahead and she married someone else, lo teitze, she need not leave the second husband. I will say, what Nachman seems to be saying is like this. So follow this case. Reuven says to his wife, Rachel, this is your get on the condition that you marry Shimon. So the Bryce is now telling me, says Rav Nachman, that she should not marry Shimon, but if she married someone else, Levi, she need not leave Levi. So Gemara says, really? Umishum gezera lo mafkinan mine visharinan eshes ish la'ama. But how could this be? Are you telling me that she's in fact, even though we said lechatzchila she shouldn't marry a third man, Levi, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave him. How could that be? She's not in compliance with the Tanai. Meaning at the end of the day, this get was given on condition. She is not in compliance with the condition. I understand you don't want her to marry Shimon because if she marries Shimon, it has the appearance of immorality that Reuben is gifting his wife over to Shimon. So now you're going to say that she can marry Levi. And if she marries, or you should say, she shouldn't marry anyone, but if she married Levi, she doesn't have to leave him. How could that be? How could she stay with Levi? She's not in compliance with the Tanai. Ella Amrav Nachim Nachim, this is right. Let me rephrase what I was going to say. Harezu lo tinase lo. In reality, we say that she should not marry Shimon, the man whom her husband designated, because we don't want people to say that one man is giving his wife to another man as a gift. But if she married him, meaning Shimon, lo teitze, dumishum gezeira lo mafkinan, if she did go ahead and marry Shimon, we don't compel her to leave Shimon, because even though there's a gezeira that lechatchila we don't want her to marry Shimon, because by marrying Shimon, it has this appearance of immorality, that Reuben is gifting his wife over to Shimon, but if she did go ahead and marry Shimon, we don't go ahead and force her to leave that marriage. Amrli Rava, Lohu delo tinase, hala achar tinase. So Rava says, again, if we read into the words of the Braisa, what it sounds like is the Braisa saying that she should not marry Shimon. She should not marry the man whom the husband named in the Tanai. What we can infer from that is that, technically speaking, she can marry someone else. But how could that be? Vaha bayoki yumedetanoi. But remember, how could she marry someone else? After all, again, she requires fulfillment of the Tanai. So both said, so the issue over here that the Gemara is struggling with is that on one hand, there is the Tanai. And remember again, this is a valid Tanai. At least the Gemara seems to feel it's a valid Tanai. Therefore again, on one hand though, compliance with the Tanai triggers a gzera. The gzera that we're, Chazal don't want you to fulfill the Tanai, because Lamaise again has the appearance of immorality. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Today we have a sponsor. The shir this morning is sponsored by Gabi Cohen family, in memory of Gabi's grandfather, Mr. Alvin Cohen, Rabbi Avram ben Yaakov, ben Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Shamo Havin Aliyah. Shkoyach. So says the Gemara. So therefore, Amrli Rava, lo hutalotinase hala akatinase vabaikin litina. So again, Rava's noting the inherent tension in the Gemara. There's a Tanai. The Tanai seems to be a binding one. Yet the Halacha is telling her don't fulfill the Tanai because the Tanai has the appearance of immorality. But yet again, so what's her option? Her option to marry someone else? She can't marry someone else. Why? Because if she marries someone else, i.e. someone other than the man named in the Tanai, then what? Then what? Then she's in violation of the Tanai. Again, it's circular. If she's in violation of the Tanai, then there's no divorce. And therefore she's an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema. So the Gemara says, well, here's something interesting. And I will say, this is actually a very wild suggestion that Rabba's making. V'chi tema, let her marry someone else. So again, remember, same case. Reuven's married to Rachel, tells Rachel, this is your get on the condition that you marry Shimon. Okay? So now Rabba's going to float the following suggestion. Maybe we should let her marry someone else. Lady. Another guy. Why? Efshar deminsa bahayom, umigar shalamachar, umakaima litina. Because the truth is, she could always fulfill the tanai at a different time. Right? In other words, what's important? I have to understand. What's important in a case like this? Just to understand the mechanics of how these kind of cases work. So Reuven says to Rachel, this is your get on the condition that she marries Shimon. And then what does Reuven do next? What does Reuven do next? He gives her the get, meaning she has the get in her hands. And on a technical level, the way that a Tanai works is, the get is valid now, on the condition that at some point in time she fulfills the Tanai. So the Gemara makes an interesting suggestion. Maybe we shouldn't be so worried about the Tanai. Let her marry whoever she wants. Just at some point in time, she is going to have to marry Shimon. Again, so I'll say it's a very wild suggestion, but Rava's essentially saying is the validity of the get is not predicated on the immediate fulfillment of the Tanai. Because remember, again, he's not saying this is different than, let's say, previous cases we had. This is your get on the condition you give me $1,000 within 30 days. Okay, then there's a time element attached to the Tanai. In a Tanai like this, I will say, as long as some point in time she marries Shimon, so by definition, that shall be in fulfillment of the Tanai. So let her get married to Shimon at some point in time. Let's not worry about it right now. And the truth is, we could compare this to another case where Rabbi Yehuda is locked in a machlokas. What's the case? So listen to this. We actually had this case. We had this case in the Darim. Person says, sleep should be forbidden upon my eyes today if I sleep tomorrow. Can you hear this? Sleep should be forbidden upon my eyes today if I sleep tomorrow. In other words, which is another way of saying, if I sleep tomorrow, I can't sleep today. So what's the halacha? Am Rav Yehuda, al yoshein hayom, shema yoshein machar. So Rav Yehuda says, don't sleep today. Don't sleep today. Why not? Don't sleep today because we're concerned that maybe you'll sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman amar, yoshein hayom, no, sleep today. So we'll say, what's the machlokes over here? See, Rav Nachman says, we're confident in your ability to fulfill the Tanai. Right? We're confident in your ability. So what's the Tanai? The Tanai is, I can't sleep tomorrow. That's the Tanai. And if I sleep tomorrow, I can't sleep today. So Rav Yehuda is saying, we're concerned about tomorrow. Tomorrow is an unknown. What do you control? This is a good hashkafic statement as well. So tomorrow is a great unknown. What do you control in life? You control today. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, you know what? Don't sleep today. This way, you leverage your risk for tomorrow. If you end up sleeping for tomorrow, you're okay. And if you don't end up sleeping tomorrow, you're okay also. But at least don't sleep today. This way, you ensure that you will not be in violation of your Tanai. Rav Nachman says, don't worry about it. We're confident in you. You won't sleep tomorrow, and therefore don't worry, you could sleep today. Supposed to take a look at Rashi. Rashi says again, remember again, essentially, Rav Nachman is of the opinion that we're confident that you'll fulfill your Tanai. Rav Yehuda is the one who's nervous about non-fulfillment of the Tanai. Rashi says, Shema Yashin Lamachar, Venimsa Sha'avra Al Nidro, Rav Nachman Amar, Yashin Hayom, Ulamachar Yekayim Tino, Below Yashin. So the Gemara wants to suggest over here that this should be the same type of thing that Rav Yehuda would say, listen, if she wants to fulfill the Tanai, that she has to marry Shimon, when does she have to marry Shimon? When? Do it now. do it now. That way she's in compliance with Tanai. She can marry Shimon. She could get divorced from Shimon. Remember, this doesn't have to be a real marriage. This has to be a legal marriage. So she could go ahead and give Shimon $1,000. Say, Shimon, listen, here's the deal. I want you to do Kiddushin, because it will say, love Dafka, that it requires Nisuin. Just do Kiddushin. So give me a ring, and then give me a get, and we'll call it even. But again, do it now. Rabbi Yehuda would say, do it now. Rabbi Nachman, on the other hand, would say, what? The truth is, it's interesting. It's okay, as long as some point between now and 120, she goes ahead and she marries Shimon, she'll be in fulfillment of the Tanai and we're not worried. Meaning we're confident in her ability to go ahead and also, now obviously, the stakes are much higher than sleep over here. Right? Obviously, if she's wrong, and for some reason, the opportunity to marry Shimon does not materialize, it turns out that she was an Eish HaSish. But nevertheless, again, the Gemara wants to suggest that this is a fundamental machlokis in how you approach these variable tunam. To which the Gemara says, it's not a good comparison. I'll tell you why. Hachi ashta hasam bidi de kaima di boy mavriz nafshe bisilusa below noim. We'll say it's not a good example. It's not a good comparison. Why? In the case of sleep, see, we'll say if I make a neder that sleep should be prohibited upon my eyes today. If I sleep tomorrow, I have the ability to control that neder. Why? So the Gemara says literally because if I want to keep myself up by pricking myself with thorns. I know it's an extreme example, but I could do that. Meaning, here it's about sleep. I control all of the variables in that case, and I can make sure I don't fall asleep. Ha-ha! Bididei kaima legrushe. But over here, I will say, in this case, does the woman have control over divorce? In other words, in this case over here, we are suggesting the idea that she can marry another man, and at some point in time, he'll divorce her, and she can marry Shimon and fulfill the Tanai. Is that true? Is that in her hands to control? She doesn't control the divorce process. So who's to say if she goes in and she marries another man now, besides Shimon, the man who was named in her Tanai, who says that she will ever have the ability to marry Shimon? Because after all, what? Levi, the other husband, could always say what? Could always say what? I'm not divorcing with you. I'm not divorcing you. So therefore, again, the Gemara is suggesting over here that it's not a good comparison. Again, in the sleep case, I control the variables. I can keep myself up. But at the end of the day, in the divorce case, she does not hold all of the cards. Ella Amar Rava. So we'll say, finally, now we come. Rava is now going to interpret this case with an authoritative definition. Amar Rava. Hare, what does this mean? So we'll say, again, remember, now we're finally interpreting this case where a husband says to his wife, Hare Zegiteich, Amenas Shetinasi Laploni. So he's saying to her, this is your get. Reuven saying to Rachel, this is your get on the condition that you marry Shimon. So remember again, what did the Braisa say? Hare Zulo Tinase. So remember, the Braisa was very ambiguous. She shouldn't get married, but if she got married, she doesn't have to leave her husband. So remember, all of this discussion is occurring. Why? It's occurring why? Because there are no proper modifiers. Because we don't know who the Braisa is referring to. Braisa, she shouldn't marry. Shouldn't marry. Shouldn't marry who? Who are we talking about? But if she married, she doesn't need to leave him. Who? Who are we talking about? So it says Rava. Harezia lo tinase, lo lo velo la'acher. Oh. So Rava says like this, in this situation where the husband says to his wife, Harezegiteich, I'm just going to use names to keep it easy. Reuven says to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you marry Shimon. So Rava says, the bride says, Harezia lo tinase, she shouldn't marry. She shouldn't marry who? Lo lo velo la'acher. In reality, she shouldn't marry Shimon, and she shouldn't marry anyone else. Why? Why? Lo lo tinase. She shouldn't marry Shimon for the concern he raised before. Shema yomru nishosehen nostin matana. So Abba says she shouldn't marry Shimon. Why? Because as we said before, it has the appearance of immorality that Reuven is gifting his wife over to Shimon. So don't marry Shimon. But Abba says, but here's the problem: if she doesn't marry Shimon, laacher lo tinase. But at the end of the day, she should not marry someone else. Why? We'll say, because she really can't marry someone else. Why? Because by marrying someone else, she's not in compliance with the Tanai. However, v'im nises lo, but if she ended up marrying Shimon lo teitze, she should not go ahead, she doesn't have to leave that marriage. Why? Dimishum gizera lo mafkinon la, lo mafkinon. Because Rabbi Yossi, remember, as much as we said we don't want you to marry Shimon, why? Oh, I just kicked the camera, I'm sorry. Because I got a little excited there. Because as much as we said, don't go ahead and marry Shimon, because it has the appearance ultimately of immorality. But if she married Shimon, we're not going to make her leave Shimon. Why? Because remember again, because of the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that it has the appearance of immorality, we're not going to make her leave a man who technically she is legally married to. However, La'acher Teitze, but if she ends up marrying someone else other than Shimon, then what? Hare Zu, I'm sorry, But I will say, if she ends up marrying someone else, then what? She does have to leave that other man. Why? Because she's in non-conformance with the Tanai. So Rabbi says, so now Rava gives us finally an authoritative understanding of this braisa. So halacha lemaisa, the way it works is that Hari Zegiteich Amanasha Tinasi Laploni, she shouldn't marry Ploni because it has the appearance ultimately again of immorality. If she did marry Ploni, we don't make her leave Ploni, but if she married someone else, we do make her leave that other husband. Why? Because she is in non-compliance with the Tanai. And you also see from here that essentially we don't rely on the fact that since at some point in time she could fulfill the Tanai by marrying Shimon. Why? Because logic we said before. No, we don't assume that at some point in time she could fulfill the Tanai. Why not? Because if she ends up marrying a third guy, a third man, we'll call him Levi, who's to say Levi's ever going to give her a get? And who's to say she's ever going to be able to marry Shimon? Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, if she marries someone other than the man named in the Tanai, halacha l'maaseh, we say she must leave that husband. Tanya kavasei dirava. So, once we have a braisa that supports the rava, hare zo lo tinase lo lo velo la'acher. So, we'll say again, if she's, again, hare zegiteich amanasha tinase laploni. This is your get on the condition that you marry so and so. So the halacha is really she shouldn't marry anyone. She should write Havizelo Tinase Lo, Velo, Lo, Velo, La Acher. Vimni says, but if she ended up marrying Lo, the guy named in the Tanai, then Vimni says Lo, Lo Teitze. She need not leave the husband named in the Tanai, i.e. Shimon, however, La Acher, but if she ends up marrying someone else, Teitze, she must in fact leave him. So again, Rava's interpretation of this Braisa, in fact, becomes the authoritative interpretation. Tan Rabbanan, another case. Hare zegiteich al menas sheta'ali l'rakia. So we'll say, now what we're going to deal with is another interesting set of tenoim. So this is your get on the condition that you ascend to the heavens. So we'll say, this is not a spiritual statement. So this again, I want you to have an aliyah ruchni. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying over here is, literally, this is your get on the condition that you're able to get up into the sky. Al menas sheta'ali l'tahom. So we'll say, so this is an interesting one. To home means like Gehenna. So here, right, he's not making a statement of what he thinks of her, right, but rather he's saying literally, this is your get on the condition you're able to go down to the depths. The depths. Amanash shetibalikana, on the condition that you're able to swallow an entire reed. So we'll say, these are all impossible to know him. Amanash shetibalikana shodal ramas. I'm sorry, that you're able to swallow a 4-foot reed. Amnashatavili kana ben kufama, that you can bring me 100 amma reed. Amnashatavri esayama godo braglech, as if you could cross the sea on foot. Different religion, right? But again, if you could, right? So the halacha was saying, all of these cases, these are all impossible to know, right? These are all things that she cannot fulfill. So the halacha is eno get. So we'll say, in all of these cases, eno get. Now, we'll say, now, what is eno get? So, eno get seems to be that lamaisa, because she can't fulfill the tanai, therefore, again, the get will never be chal. So, it seems to be over here, according to the first opinion, because, again, these tanaim are impossible, so if she can't fulfill the tanai, there's no get. Rabbi Huda ben Tema Omer, kazeh get. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the get is valid in this case. Kazeh get. Now, what does this mean? Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, so you should know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema is not quoted that many times throughout Shas. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's most famous statement, right, is the Havei Az Kanamer Kal Kanesha Ratz Kutzvi V'Gibor Ka'ari La'asos Ritzon Avicha Shevashamayim. So it's interesting, whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema quoted in Shas. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, Kol T'nai, so what I will say, the wording over here at the Brice is very important. So remember, two things he said, Kazeh Get, like this case is a get, and then klal. Rabbi Yehuda said a principle. What's the principle? Kalam Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol tinoi shi efshar lo lekaimo b'sofo, v'histna alav mitchila. So any tinoi that is impossible to fulfill, but the husband predicated the circumstance by the fulfillment of the Tanai, Eino Ela Kimafliga Bidvarim Vikasha. So also Rabbi Yehuda has a bam shita over here. What's the bam shita? That any Tanai that is impossible to fulfill, we assume that the only reason the husband said it was why? To bother her. Kimafliga Bidvarim means literally to make her life difficult. But such a Tanai that is impossible to fulfill, the halacha says we essentially view the Tanai as if it's non-existent, and then if Rabbi Huda says the get is valid. So the husband says to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you ascend to the heavens. We ignore the Tanai, Rabbi Huda ben Tema says, and we assume that the get is kosher. So we'll say fundamental machlokias. So the Tanakama said, the first opinion said, the Rabbanon said, that the get is invalid. Why? Husband attached it tonight. She can't. It's impossible for her to fulfill the tonight. Therefore, the get is batal. Rabbi Huda says, klal. There is a principle. Anytime the get is impossible to fulfill, anytime the tonight is impossible to fulfill, the tonight falls to the side and the get will be valid. Amrav Nachman, Amrav. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. That's Rabbi Nachman's name. Amrav that halacha and he follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, "Mas nisenami deko." So even our Mishnah supports this idea that Talach follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Diktani kol she'ef shalol lekaimo b'sofo v'hisna alav b'tchilaso tina'o kaim. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that any tenai that you have the ability to go ahead and fulfill b'sofo at the end, and you stipulated this from the beginning, tina'o kaim. His tenai is kayim, ha I efshar tenai batal. But if the tenai is impossible to fulfill, then tenai is batal. And indeed, the Gemara says shema mino. Indeed, this is the case. So the Rambam actually quotes this in the halachos of Gittin and Hilchos Ishus. He quotes in the context of kiddushin. He says the following. This is in Parak Vav Halacha Zayin. Vechinim amrla intali the rakia. O terdi le tahom, hare at mikudeshes li bedinar. Ve'im lo tali le rakia, ve'lo terdi le tahom, lo te mikudeshes. Ve'achar kach nasan adin biyadar. So I'll say, I'm just phrasing the case of kiddushin, but same thing for gittin. So the same case. This is your case of kiddushin, or this is your get. On the condition that you go up to that, Rabbi saying, now remember, like we said before, it's very important to understand in these cases of Tanai, the husband is giving her the get immediately. So this is your get on the condition that you ascend to the heavens, gives her the get, and waits for her to ascend to the heavens. So what's the halacha? Harehi, hare at Tanai batal, vare mikudeshes miyad, shadavar yadua shi ef shalal kayin Tanai zeh, ve'ein ze ela kimafliga bidvarm derech schok. Vihitul. So we'll say Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Huda and Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way also, like Rabbi Huda ben Tema, that any Tanai that is impossible to fulfill, we don't assume is a serious Tanai, the Tanai falls to the side, and ultimately the get is immediately good. Now we'll say, now here's the follow-up. Ibailuhu. This is really fascinating. So Ibailuhu says the Gemara. Ibailuhu, harezi giteich, amenashe tochli baser chazer. So listen to this case, right? This is your get on the condition that you eat chazer. Right? So I'm going to give you the get on the condition that you eat chazer. So mahu, what is the halacha in such a situation? Amar Abaye hihi. So we'll say Rabbi says, what does it mean? Hihi. Hihi means that Abaye says, this is the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. This is an impossible tanai. Right, for a Jew, eating chazer is no different than going up to the heavens. I can't go up to heaven. I can't eat chazer. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema already dealt with this, and he said that halacha lamaisa again, such a situation that the tanai is bottled, the get is good. Rava Amr says no. Rava says efshar da'achla v'lakya. Rava says no, it's not true. You can eat chazer. Let her eat the chazer. Let her get the malchus. Right, you get lashes for eating chazer, and she could do it. In other words, what Rava is saying is it's not impossible. Abaye is saying, for a Jew to commit an Aveira, impossible. So this is no different than going to the heavens. Rava says, I don't know about you, Abaye, I've seen a couple of Jews who sin. Right? And therefore, again, it's possible. Let her eat the chazer, let her get the malchus, she's fulfilled the Tanai, and again.
And it's possible for her to kill her husband.
I'm sorry? A little bit of a difference. No, it is. I'm saying the Gemara is choosing this case. We're going to get to more extreme averos in just a little bit. The Gemara is dafka choosing this case because this is not a capital case. This is malchus. It's a love. So now you're saying good. We're going to get to it. So says the Gemara. So Rabba Amar Efshad Achlav Alakya. So the Gemara says La Baye Klal Lasui Baser Chazir. So Bosei, now remember, go back a little bit. Remember, again, I told you to be very medayik in the wording of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. The Gemara said before Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer Kazeget, and then he said Klal. Rabbi Yehuda made a principle Klal. The Klal was that any tnai that you cannot fulfill is bottle. So the Gemara says like this. According to Abaye, the klal, when Rabbi Yehuda says klal, a principle that comes to include the case of basar chazir, to tell you that if he makes a tnai, that this is your get on the condition that you eat chazir, such a tnai is bottle. Such a tnai is right from the beginning. The Rava, kazeh, according to Rava, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said kazeh get, meaning kazeh meant a case like if you have to go up to the heavens. A case like that, the tanai is batal. However, lemi'ute baser chazir. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Rabbi wants to suggest, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema would say that if the husband says, this is your get from the condition that she eat chazir, that what should she do? It's interesting, we'll say, the halacha says, eat the chazir, and go ahead and get to Malkus. I know, Avi, don't worry. I'm not telling you to eat chazir, chazir. Avi's very upset. Right, Avi, wouldn't it be wonderful to be shocked like that, like Avi is? Right, so again, don't worry. We're not, no chazir around here. Right, so the ideal, what Rav is suggesting is, that again, I will say, remember, what Rav is suggesting is, that you can't automatically assume that the tanai is bottle. So again, I want to be clear. Rav is not suggesting she should eat the chazir. What Rav is just suggesting is don't automatically assume that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema would say that in a case like this, the tanai is batal. Why? For a simple logistical reality, which is, it's possible. See, Rav say what Rav and Abaye are really arguing in is they're arguing Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema gave us a klal, gave us a principle, and the principle, or she gave us a general rule. And the general rule is that when it's impossible to fulfill the tanai becomes impossible, the tanai becomes batal, the tanai falls off. What Abaye and Rav are really arguing on are the parameters of impossibility. So Abaye says, if something is usur, it's just as impossible as ascending to the heavens. Rava says, no, impossibility means there is no physical way I could fulfill this tonight. But if there is a physical way I could fulfill this tonight, then it's not impossible. It might be usur, but it's not impossible. Therefore, if it's not impossible, says Rava, it doesn't fall off, says the Gemara. Let's say Zakasha, Hare Zegitech, Amnasha Tibali Laploni. Now, Nehemiah, now we're getting a little bit more into the realm that you raised over here of more serious averos. So this is your get on the condition that you have relations with so and so. Shetibali Laploni. So what's the halacha? Niskaim Hatnai Hare Zeget. Ve'im Lahav Eno Get. So we'll say, so the Braisa literally explicitly says, if she has relations with Ploni, then Lamaisa again, the Tanai is Kayim and the Get is good. If she doesn't have relations with Ploni, then what? Then Lamaisa again, the Tanai is not good. So Amenas Shalote Ba'ali La'aba Uladicha. The Braisa goes on. This is your Get on the condition that you don't have relations with my father or your father. Ein Choshishin Shema Nivala Lahen. I will say, then the get is automatically valid, and we don't assume that she's an immoral individual who may have engaged in these illicit acts. V'ilu amenas shete ba'ali la'aba uladicha, lo katani. But yet, interestingly enough, the Braisa did not include a case of where he says to her, this is your get on the condition that you have relations with my father or your father. So why doesn't the Braisa include that case? La Abaye Necha. So we'll say, according to Abaye, that makes sense. Why is it not included? Because a tanai like that would be automatically bottled. Because again, that's no different than Shatali Larakia. The Rava Kasha, but I will say, according to Rava, I don't say why shouldn't that case be included? After all, again, technically what? It's possible for her to do that. To which the Gemara says, 1 second. Rava says, you're making a huge jump from Basar Chazer to Shetibali La'avio La'avicha. Amr Lecha Rava, Bishlama Basar Chazer, Afshar Da'achla V'lakia. So again, I will say, Rava says, in the case of Basar Chazer, the reason why I say that T'nai is not void is because it's possible for her to eat it and to get Malkus. Meaning, she could violate the Avera and get Malkus for violation of the Avera. Ploni nami, efshar de meshachtale b'mamona. Both say, remember, when husband says to his wife, this is your get on the amanas that you have relations with Ploni, so she can make that happen. How could she make it happen? With money. And let's both say, what could she convince him? She could convince this guy, meaning let's, not for his nose, because let's say the Gemara makes the assumption that most men are not going to want to have relations with a woman for his nose purposes. But what she can do is, she could give him money, she could bribe him, she could essentially give him money, pay him off to what? To do a quick marriage. Right? A quick marriage, meaning, go ahead and marry me, relations, divorce, and again, she satisfied the Tanai. Ela Abba V'Avicha. But Rabbi said, when the Tanai is hinged on something that is immoral, Ela Abba V'Avicha, Bidi Dokaima, is that set up, is that violation dependent on her? Nehidi of the Isur, let's say even if she was willing to violate the Isur, Abba V'Avicha mi of the Isura. Abosai, again, remember, this requires, and the Gemara assumes this is not something you can make happen with money either. This, remember, again, for her father, it's an act of incest. That is a serious prohibition. For father-in-law, also, again, Abosai, that's an erva. So who's to say that she's going to be able to make that happen? So therefore, again, what Rav is saying is, even according to me, when I say that if the Tanai is an Aveira, that the Tanai still stands, that's only when she has control to violate the Aveira. But something that is significant and requires others to participate in the Aveira as well, Rava would say, even I would agree that what? That such a Tanai is bottle, because we assume it is impossible to fulfill. The Gemara says the following, L'Rava, Klal, Esui, Abba, V'Avicha. So therefore, Rava saying, now the Gemara is saying, Rava, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, Klal, a general principle, that any Tanai that is impossible to fulfill, the Tanai is bottle. So Rava says, I believe that Tanai comes to include the case of Abba, V'Avicha, where he says to her, this is your get on the condition that you have relations with my father or your father. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's general rule comes to include this case, that the Tanai is batal. However, Kazeh, when it says Kazeh, get lemeute basar chazir, that comes to exclude the case of basar chazir, that's what? According to Rabbah, so remember, according to Rabbah, if he says, harizegiteich amanas, shetochli basar chazir, what's the halacha according to Rabbah? What's the halacha? The Tanai is valid. Again, we'll say, I want to be clear. Rabbah's not telling her that she should eat the chazir. Rav is just saying, "Is lady, I'm sorry, you're stuck because again, the Tanai is a binding Tanai. So I'm not telling you should eat the chazer. If you do eat the chazer, you will fulfill the Tanai. You'll also get malchus, but you will be in fulfillment of the Tanai. But because the Tanai is efshar lekaimo, because you can fulfill it, it's not bottle. Amud beis, top of line. La Abaye, on the other hand, according to Abaye, klal la suye baser chazer. So according to Abaye, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says klal, the klal comes to include the case of baser chazer. But also according to Abaye, remember, baser chazer in the world of Abaye is what? Is no different than achatali l'rakia. Is no different than ascending to the heavens. When asking someone to violate an Aveira, even if the Aveira, quote unquote, is only punishable by Malkus, it still represents an impossibility. Impossibility, and therefore again, such a Tanai is batal. Kazeh lemeute ploni. Rabosi, listen to this. But according to Abaye, if the husband were to say to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you have relations with ploni, according to Abaye, Abaye suggests that such a Tanai like that is not batal. Why? Because again, as Rashi points out, ala Abaye kazeh lemeute ploni, de'eno get, because also remember again, that Tanai does not require an Isser. Why does it not require an Isser? Why?
Money.
Let her pay him a lot of money, right? In order to convince him to what? To marry her, right? Therefore, again, relations could take place under the umbrella of a kosher marriage. He'll divorce her right afterwards. But lamaisa, there is the ability to satisfy the Tanai in a permitted fashion. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, again, Halacha lemaisa, the Tanai is ultimately, the Tanai is binding. Meisvei, harei zegitei. So we'll say, so again, what it comes down to right now is, remember, here's what we have. We have the klal of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. And the klal of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema is, kol Tanai she efshar lekaimo b'sofo, v'yisalam b'tchilaso, eino get. Excuse me, eino Tanai, I'm sorry. So any Tanai that is impossible to fulfill, lemaisa, the Tanai is bottle. Tanai is bottle, and therefore the get would be good. Machlokas, Abayi, and Rava, about the framework of impossibility. Abaye seems to say, anything that would require a prohibition, her violation of an Avera, big or small, by definition is impossible. According to Rava, it's not true. According to Rava, the only thing that becomes impossible is what? Something that requires the violation on behalf of someone else, like in the case of Abba Va'avicha. But something that is just her own personal violation, Lemaisa again, is going to fall within the framework of possibility, and therefore the Tanai ultimately will become kosher.
How would the Gemara treat something that today is not possible? We don't know in the future if it's possible, but a year later it becomes possible. Is it denied that it's still there?
Like what?
Let's say you can't get from Baltimore to New York in 3 hours, and then you can go by train, and all of a sudden it becomes possible a year later. So at the time of the Tanai, it's not possible, but later it becomes possible.
Time of the Tanai is not possible, but later on it becomes possible? I think we evaluate a Tanai b'shas maisa. Right when it's made. Otherwise, again, you open up every single Tanai to always being possible at some point in time. Al-Manasha ta'ali l'rakia. Right now you can't, but right, SpaceX is working on it, right? So again, there'll be consumer flights to space in just a little bit. So it has to be that the Tanai is judged at the moment that it's made, the moment that it's uttered. So Beisvei, I'm going to raise the question. What's the second line? Pei dalam adeis. Beisvei, harei zegiteich al-Manasha tochli basar chazer. This is your get on the condition that you eat basar chazer. Vim haisa zara. So we'll say the Gemara gives a couple of other examples of this. Vim haisa zara. Similarly, again, if she was a non-kohen. So he says to her, this is your get al manasha tochli b'truma. So if she's not a kohenes, this is your get on the condition that you eat truma. Vim haisa nazira. Or if she was a nazira, al manasha tishti yayin. This is your get on the condition that you drink wine. So we'll say, so what's to come down there all these cases? The get is being given out tonight that she does something that is prohibited. If the Tanai is upheld, hare ze get. So I'll say, if the Tanai is upheld, then ultimately, again, the get is valid. The get is valid. So the imlof, but if she doesn't uphold the Tanai, ain't no get. The get's not good. So I'll say, the Rav Necha, according to Rav, this makes sense. Why? Because in each of these cases, what? She has the ability to violate the Avera, and ultimately, again, she'll deal with the repercussions, but the ability to fulfill the Tanai is in her hand. La Abaye Kasha. But according to Abaye, this is the Kasha, because what Abaye holds, that violation of an Avera falls within the framework of impossibility. It's the same thing as Shata'ali L'Rakia. So therefore, again, the Tanai should be batal, and the get should be good. To which we'll say, it's actually a very profound answer. Amalecha Abaye, ni savris divri hakolhi. Why do you assume that this Brisa reflects everyone's opinion? In other words, who says that the Brisa agrees with everyone? So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbananhi. This Brisa reflects a view, doesn't reflect all views. So Abaye is saying, you're bringing down this Brisa as a kasha on me. The Brisa is not a kasha on me. It's just what? It's a different opinion. So okay, just like there are Brisas that are going to reflect my opinion, there are Brisas that are going to reflect the opinion of the Rabbanan as well. I suppose Sina asks the Gemara. I'm sorry? The Gemara does answer that often. The Gemara actually gives this answer very often, that this Brisa reflects this particular view. Again, remember, often the Gemara says that the Brisa is the Divrei Hakol, but the Gemara gives it, the Gemara gives this answer all the time. Rabbi said, this is not my opinion. Now remember, you can only go ahead and give that answer if you have other Brisas that support your opinion. Sometimes the Gemara will bring a Brisa, and there is no other Brisa. So if there's no other Brisa, you can't say, oh, that's just not my opinion. But there are other Brisas, like Abaye has shown, he has the right to say, this Brisa is according to Rava, Brisa is not according to me. Says the Gemara, Sefok Leina, but now the Gemara asks a major kasha, which again, I know this has been burning in your kishkas since we started this sugya. V'sefok Lei, demasna amash kasav batora. One second. How can you ever make it tonight? Amenas hari zegiteich amanasha tochli baser chazer. How can you say that this is your get on the condition that you're going to eat chazer? Also, there's a concept that you cannot be masna masha kasa batora. You cannot make it tonight that runs counter to Torah law. Because the law is, v'chala masna masha kasa batora tina'u bato. We'll say again, anytime that you make it tonight that runs counter to Torah law, then what? The Tanai is batal. Rabbi say, if I make a Tanai, that if I don't run 10 miles today, I'm not putting on tefillin tomorrow. And I don't end up running 10 miles today. So what's the status of that Tanai? Tanai is batal. giving a t'nai to uproot a mitzvah. That's Masa Mashchas B'Torah. Says Gemara, I don't understand. We're all trying to figure out the framework of possibility or impossibility. There's a much more fundamental issue over here, which is you can't make a t'nai that runs counter to Torah law. So to make a t'nai that says this is your get on the condition that you eat chazer, or on the condition that you have relations with your father or my father, so at the end of the day, again, those are also things. Anytime you make a t'nai that undermines Torah law, the t'nai by definition is the t'nai by definition is batal. No. So let's qualify this. We'll say, when do we say that if you make a t'nai, if you masnamash chazav b'Torah, that if you make a t'nai that runs contrary to Torah law, that the t'nai is batal? That's an example of she'ira kasusa va'onasa. So we'll say the case over here is, well, let's say a man says to a woman, Hari at mikudeshasli, because you're married to me, almanas she'in lech alai she'er ksus anona. So you become my wife on the condition that you have no claim against me for food, clothing, or intimacy. So we'll say in a case like that, duhu ka'akar. Because we'll say in that case, that's like an example, we'll say, you should know, in that kind of case, where a man says that Hari at mikudeshasli, I'm not she'in lech alai she'er ksus anona, That's an invalid t'nai. The t'nai doesn't work. Why? Because sher ksus and ona is something that the Torah obligates a husband to provide for his wife. So we assume that the t'nai falls off. The kiddushin is valid. That's an example of masna mashakasa batorah. Why? Duhu ka'akar. Because they both say, the one who is making the t'nai is also what? Is also the one who is uprooting the Torah law. Aval hacha, this is very interesting. Ihi ka'akra. So Rabbi said, it's actually very interesting. So the Gemara really is making a very tifa chilek, as they say. Right? What the Gemara is suggesting is, masna mashakasa b'Torah, the problem making a t'nai that uproots Torah law, is when the person who's making the t'nai is also what? The one who's uprooting. In this case over here, Rabbi said, what's happening? It's not the same person. The husband's making the t'nai, and the wife is the one who's uprooting. So the Gemara says, maybe this is not the paradigmatic case of Masna Mashakasa B'Torah, to which Maskefa Ravina. Ravina says, that's ridiculous. Maskefa Ravina, Klum Ka'akra Ihi, Ela Likeyume Letnai Didei. The only reason she's uprooting Torah law is why? To fulfill the T'nai that he made. As I was saying, Ravina says, to make a distinction over here, because he's the one making the T'nai, and she's the one fulfilling it and uprooting it, is an inappropriate distinction. Because yeah, as much as the paradigmatic case of Masna Amasha Kasa Batorah is where it's one person. The person making the t'nai is also one who's uprooting it. And here again, it's the husband making the t'nai, she's uprooting it. But Lamaisa, again, she's uprooting it to fulfill his t'nai. Ishtach, so the Gemara says, Ishtachich di'ihu ka'akar. Therefore, again, he's the one who's causing the uprooting of Torah law, because he's the one who's making the t'nai. Therefore, Ravina says, no, this is a case of Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah. If that's the case, says the Gemara, I don't understand why the whole discussion is even getting started. When a husband says to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you eat Basar Chazer, that's Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah, he's making a t'nai that runs contrary to Torah law, the t'nai should be batal. And Amar Ravina, listen to this, Ki Aminan Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah t'nai batal. Listen to this. When do we say that if you make a t'nai that runs contrary to Torah law, that the t'nai is batal? Kigon she'ira kesusa va'onasa devadai ka'akar. So we'll say, when do we say that if you're masna amasha kasu b'Torah, that the t'nai is batal? That's only when you're going to absolutely uproot Torah law. So we'll say, if a man says to a woman, Hari at mikudesh asli amanas she'in lech alai she'irik sus va'ona, they're married. If that t'nai is there, he's going to automatically overrule. He's going to automatically violate it. How so? Well, I should say differently. In that case, he's going to automatically violate Torah law. How so? Because now they're married. And if he doesn't give her dinner that night, or if he doesn't provide her with clothing, where the husband says to the wife, Hari Zegite, this is your get. This is your get on the condition that you eat Basar Chazir. So Rabbi says, so what is the halacha? The t'nai stands. Why? Because she doesn't automatically have to go ahead and eat Basar Chazir. What's her other alternative? Don't get divorced. So what the Gemara is suggesting on both sides is the following. The only time we say that Masna Amasha Kasav Batorah, that the T'nai is batal, that's when there is no choice but to fulfill the Tanai. So for example, he says, you are married to me on the condition that you have no share ksus and onan. So they're married. They're married. He's definitely going to be in violation of that Tanai. Why? Because he's already married. If he doesn't provide for food, clothing, and intimacy, he's in violation. That's when we say to no batal. But in a case where the Maisa, again, the Tanai by definition does not automatically require violation of the Torah law, the Tanai is not batal. So in this case, don't eat. Don't eat. Who says you have to eat? Now again, granted, if you don't eat, you're not divorced. But lamaisa, you have an option. So because you have an option, therefore, halacha lamaisa, what? The Tanai is not batal. So Moshe says, how do we pass it in this case here? So the Rambam again says, the Rambam says the same parak in Hilchos Ishos, the Rambam says, Hari shehisna b'davar she'efshar la'asoso elisha ha'tora asra oso. So if, let's say again, the Tanai is linked to something that is prohibited, but possible. So it's aser, but possible. So what's that? Lachakayon sha'amra l'isha, imtochli chaylev, v'dam ha'at megudesh asli, so skip that, imtochli basar chazir, hari zegiteich, v'im lo tochli lo yeget, v'achar shisan asafayin, hari hatnai kayim. Both said the halach in this case, Paskin Zerambam, that if it's possible to fulfill the Tanai, it's not called Mashakasav, but Masna Mashakasav, but the Tanai is Kayim. Therefore, Ve'im Avra Va'achla, if she violated and she ate the Basar Chazir, then what? She is Migureshes. Ve'im Lo Achla, and if she doesn't eat, she is not Migureshes. Ve'im Umrim Bazeh, Hari Histna Amasha Kasuba Torah, Shahari Biyada, Shalotocha, Velotiskade, Shalotiskade. So both sides, so Rambam Paskin is really like this last distinction, that halacha lemaisa, again, the Tanai is kayom, the Tanai is valid. We don't call it masna amasha kasuba Torah. We do not call this ultimately, again, that he is undermining Torah law, since she has the option, what? Not to fulfill the Tanai. So both sides, therefore, the case of Hari Zegiteich, Amenas shetochli basachaseh. So remember again, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, then any Tanai that is physically impossible to fulfill, halacha lemaisa said the Tanai is void. The Tanai is void and she is divorced. Any Tanai that is possible to fulfill, but ultimately again requires the violation of an Aveira, is not called Ma'asna Mashakasa Batorah. The Tanai is Kayam, because she has the right to say, I'm not fulfilling the Tanai, I'm not violating the Aveira. But lemaisa, again, if she does violate the Aveira, ultimately again, the tonight will be fulfilled and shall be migureshes. So we'll say, fascinating psak halacha. Says the Gemara. Ketzal yase yitlena hemena. So we'll say, remember again, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, in this case, the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, where the Mishnah said that this is harmigarish is ishto, v'amr lehari at mutaris l'chaladim el laploni. This is the case where he said, this is your get, and you're mutaris to every single person except to ploni. So remember again, the Rabbi Elazar said the get is good. The Chacham say the get is aser. According to the Chacham, what do you have to do? The husband has to take the get back and give it to her again. Take the get back and give it to her again. Says the Gemara, Mantana, Mantama. Whose opinion does this reflect? So the Gemara says, Amr Chizkiah, Reb Shimon Elazar. He is Reb Shimon Elazar. The Sanyo, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Ad Shiit Lena Haymeno, Viyachzer Viyitnena La, Viyomer La, Hey Giteich. So we'll say, because Reb Shimon Elazar says that when you make this kind of Tanai Chutz Miploni, you have to take the get back, and again, once again, give her the get a second time, and say again, this is your get. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Teima Rebbe. You could even say this is Rebbe. So we'll say, there is another Machlokas, Reb Shimon Elazar and Rebbe, in a case like this. The Gemara says, it could even be Rebbe. How so? Dilchon Amar, because your Talmidim said, Shiny Hacha, this case is different. Hoil Vikanaso Lifsal Bolakuna. Because the Bosai, remember, even Rabbi, who normally says that such a Tanai of Chutz Laploni won't be problematic. So therefore, even in this case, Rabbi would agree that you have to take the get back and give it to her again. Why? Because the Bosai, in this case over here, where he said, Harizagiteh Amanas She Amanas. Even Rebbe, who says that such a stipulation is not valid, such a get is not valid, will agree that this is a quasi-get. Why is it a quasi-get? Because we learned this earlier. Because this get, even if it's not effective to render her a gerusha, it is effective to what? To pasur hula kuhuna, the reach ha-get. So because it is valid for reach ha-get, therefore even Rebbe will say that you need a new act of nesina. Therefore the husband has to take it back and give it to her again a second time. Weiter, kasu besocho. So also remember again, this was, now when does taking the get back and giving to her a second time work, that's only if the stipulation of Hari Atmutaris the Chol Adam Chutz Leploni was made al peh, was made verbally. But if the Tanai was written into the get itself, then what? It's not just enough to erase the Tanai. Rather, what do you have to do? You have to write a whole new get. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra, Kasfu Besocho Tanan. Rav Safra said, the only time that the get is invalid in totality is if the Tanai was written into the get itself. Pshita, that's obvious. Kasfu Besocho Tanan. The Mishnah said that what? The Mishnah said it explicitly, that if you wrote Hari Ak Mutaris Chol Adam Chutz Leploni inside the get, that the get is invalid. I would have thought what? Hanimili the Acharat Torah. Oh! When is it problematic if you write in the get, Rabbi Osai? That's only if you wrote it after the Torah. Remember, there's two parts. We learned this earlier in Gittin. There are two parts to the get. There's the Tofes and there's the Torah. The Tofes is the pro forma generic part that is the same of every get. The Torah is the couple's specific part of the get. Their names, the name of their cities, where they come from, the statement of Hari At Mutaris the Chol Adam. So I might have thought, when is it problematic if he writes in the get, Hari At Mutaris the Chol Adam Chutz the Ploni? I would have thought it's only problematic if he writes that when? After the Torah. Because if he writes that after the Torah, that shows that what? That the entire Torah was written with the intent of Hari At Mutaris the Chol Adam Chutz the Ploni. But if he writes this statement before the Torah, then afilu al penami pasal. So I would have thought that if he verbalizes this stipulation before the Torah, even if he doesn't write it, he just verbalizes it before the Torah, then it's clear that the entire get is being written with this mindset. So even verbally, it should be problematic. Kamash malon, though. Kamash malon, that even though Rav Osai, it's only problematic if it's after the Torah. Rashi says, Kamash malon, Rav Safra, besocha dafka kamar. Therefore, Kamash malon, Rav Safra, saying that it's only problematic if Imamish writes it into the get itself. Rav Amar, Rav says, and with this Rav Osai will conclude, Rav Amar, lo shanu ela la'achar ha-Torah. Rav says, no. The only problem ultimately when he writes it in the get is if he writes it after the Torah. Aval if mea Torah, but if he writes it before the Torah, afilu al pe nami pasul. So we'll say, according to Rava now is suggesting the following. When do we say that if something is written into the get, that it's problematic? That's only if it's written after the Torah. Because if it's written after the Torah, then it's clear that the entire Torah was written with the mindset that what? That of this Tanai of Hari At Mutaris Lechol Adam Chutz Leploni. However, listen to what Rava says, Rabbi Osai. Aval Lifnei Torah. But Rabbi Osai, if Lemaisa, again, it's before the Torah, Afilu Al Peh Nami Pasul. Rabbi Osai, this is very important. Rava says like this, something that's written in the get is only problematic if it's written after the Torah. But Rabbi Osai, before the Torah, if the husband makes a verbal declaration that I'm only writing this get on the condition that she is mutaris to every single man except Shimon, then Rabbi Osai, even if he just verbally articulates that, that will invalidate the get. Rabbi Osai, this yields a very important yisod for us. Amr, to the Gemara, says, V'az Rava l'tami, Rabbi goes according to his reasons, Amru Rava l'hano d'chsivi giti, Rava used to say to the scribes who would write Gittin, Rabbi Osai, listen to this advice, Shasku shtuki lebal, Ad kasvinhu le l'torah tegita. Keep the Baal quiet until after the Torah of the get is written. Rabbi was saying, what does that mean? Rabbi was saying was the following. It's very important to sow. What Rabbi was saying was the following, that essentially, if the husband opens his mouth and starts spewing out different conditions before the Torah, Rabbi will say it'll totally ruin the get. What we need to do is, we need to shut the husband up until after the Torah is written. Because once the Torah is written, which again, so now the ikar of the get was written, as long as there's no Tanai articulated, until after the Torah is written, then what? We're golden. We're good. The get is essentially good. Because after the Torah is written, according to Rava, the only Tanai that undermines the authenticity of the get is what? Is a type of Tanai that's written in the get itself. You see, what Rava is saying is like this. Before the ikar of the get is written, anything the husband says shapes the get. Shapes the get. Once the Torah is written, we're good. The get is pretty much done. The only thing that could undermine the authenticity of the get is what? Is what? Is a written Tanai. Therefore, Rav would say to the scribes, make sure to keep the husband quiet until the get is written. This way, again, any verbal Tanai won't have a problem. And again, because of writing the get, he's not going to have the opportunity to write in any term as well. So, mostly, you should just know contemporarily, when we do Gittin, This is why we are very careful, again, to explain to the husband and get his acquiescence that he is not giving this get with any conditions. It's very important to show. Either articulated conditions or thought of conditions, we make him make a moda, we make him make a verbal declaration that he is not giving this get with any kind of tenai. So Rav is saying, the truth is, as long as we get the toref done without any kind of tenai, then ultimately, again, that is good enough. Because again, remember, once the toref is written, the only type of tenai that would undermine the get would be one written in the get, but not one that is verbalized. So we'll stop over here for today. Again, I'm leaving you in good hands for the next week. Yehuda is going to be giving the shir, Emir Tzashem. There will not be a Mesilas Yisharim shir. The shir will pick up next Tuesday, Emir Tzashem. But up until then, we'll be starting Daf Yomi at 6 o'clock a.m. in the mornings. And the shir, you can feel free to join us in Eretz Yisrael also. We'll upload that recording as well. But I'm sorry? Emir Tzashem. Again, I wish all of you a successful week. Tomorrow morning, there'll be two Daf Yomis. Tomorrow morning, there'll be regular time at 6 o'clock a.m. If anyone is an insomniac, there will also be an earlier Daf, Emir Tzashem, at 5:15 a.m. That's for those going on the Yarche Kala, we have to go do a little bit earlier. So that'll be in the Beis Medrash at 5:15 a.m. and right here in rooms 2 in Beis Medrash down here at 5:15 a.m. and over here regular time is 6 o'clock a.m. We're davening at 6, yeah. Yeah, so there's early daf at 5:15, early shachris at 6. Regular daf at 6 a.m., shachris at 6:45. It'll be Wednesday. Yeah, we'll send it out.